Now, countdown to State of Origin number two. The New South Wales coach, Laurie Daly, says it's the Queenslanders, not the mighty Blues, under pressure tomorrow night. And it's not long to go now. And joining us on the line, we're very grateful. A bloke who's played 23 games for New South Wales. He's played 21 tests for Australia, 244 for the mighty Green Machine at Canberra. And he is, of course, coached New South Wales to a series win in 2014. He is Laurie Daly. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Afternoon, Ben. How are you, mate?
I'm very well. How are you feeling?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling quite relaxed, actually. Really looking forward to the game tomorrow night. It's a huge challenge always up here, but yeah, you can only go on the vibe of the boys. And, you know, they're pretty confident. We've trained well, and we'll have a red-hot crack, I think.
You just had a slip of the tongue. You were trying to say looking forward to it, and you were about to say looking fight to it. Is that a sign of what's to come?
What do they say? Get in early? No, mate, no. No, we certainly can't afford to be ill-disciplined tomorrow night. That's something we've stressed to the boys.
You've always been a cool customer, and even when I think back to your times at the Green Machine, when you guys were down, your halfback Ricky Stewart would be stressed, and he'd be, you know, scrunching up his face, and he'd be ripping his hair out, and you'd always have this feeling of, no, it'll be right on the night. You seem to be very cool and calm and collected about this, despite the fact that there is some pressure on.
Oh, look, I think it comes with the territory, but one thing I do know... you can't base your decisions on emotion, and you've got to make sure that you're in control of your own thoughts. And I think if you're in control, you've got a better chance to make better decisions. So for me, that's the way I've always been. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way, but more often than not, you know, I think if you're a calming sort of influence over a team, you know, the guys sort of get the feel off their coach. And if I'm sort of nervous, or if I'm sort of not knowing what I'm doing, and that feeds into the squad. So, no, we're prepared well. No excuses tomorrow night. We're up here to win, and that's what we're aiming to do.
Oh, I've been very honoured to be invited by you to be sitting in the coach's box tomorrow night. I'm feeling nervous about the whole thing, but I'll tell you what, I've written down a whole game plan. So how does it work? Do I just yell out if I've got a suggestion from the back of the box?
Oh, that's it, mate. If whatever you got, you probably do a better job than me. No, it's a... It's a great experience up here because Suncorp, unlike any other stadium, you've got where the coach's box positions, you've got people either side of you, and predominantly in those boxes are Queensland fans, and they certainly let you know when their team's going well or when the decision hasn't gone their way. Mm. So it can be uncomfortable sitting there because you'll be copying it from both sides, but we've got security in the box with us.
Oh, that's good. Well, I won't be able to help out in that department, as you well know. Look, I was there a couple of years ago when we beat them at Suncorp. We know we can do it. We're going to do it tomorrow night, Laurie. You know that.
Oh, Ben, all I can promise, mate, I think we'll give a good account of ourselves. What will be will be. But I think, again, I can only go on the vibe. I think the guys are ready. You know, we've got to be better than what we were in game one and execute a little bit better and come with the same intensity and ferocity that we played with. And if we can do that, we're confident that we can cause an upset.
What will you be saying to them just before they run out tomorrow night?
Enjoy it and make the most of your opportunities. I think, you know, these type of scenarios don't come around all that often in terms of, you know, backs against the wall. You know, people are, you know, underestimating the ability of our team. But enjoy it and play for one another. And I think if they do that, they can walk off the field, regardless of the result, knowing that they've given everything. And if they've given everything, I think people understand that, you know, the team we're taking on is a great team, but if they give it their all, they can be proud of them. And at the end of the day, that's what we're going to do. We're going to make people proud of this footy team.
Well, we know how proud you are. We know how passionate you are. And we know you're going to give it your all tomorrow night. And I can't wait to be there with you. So I'll see you tomorrow night.
I'll catch you up here, Benny. Look forward to it, mate.
Good man. Laurie Daly, the New South Wales Blues coach. And I'll tell you, I'm happy to have a bet with anyone. The Blues are going to win tomorrow night.